This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot of news to talk about, but kind of feeling a little grumpy. I'm feeling a little sad. And this is my therapy. You know what I mean? I'm very selfish, you know. I'm supposed to be telling you guys about the news. I'm supposed to be here for you. But, you know, who's there for me? So you guys are going to sit and listen. Okay, so last night, basically what happened is my younger son is interested in tennis. And my baby, you know, the baby of the family, right, he's already in eighth grade, he's, like, good at all sports. I mean, any sport he does, he's really, really good at. Okay, well, I used to be pretty good at sports. You know, I could run. I mean, I you know, not good enough to obviously be, you know, NFL or NBA. Okay, you know what? I suck. Okay, I suck at sports. Okay, but I was a heck of a lot more athletic than a lot of people give me credit for. So we decide to go to a tennis court, and there's these tennis courts near the house. I couldn't imagine. Oh my gosh! You know how nice it would be to have your own tennis court, because it's kind of embarrassing having other people watch you. So we go to this tennis court, and it's my husband, it's the older son, it's the younger son. You know, the guy that's really, really good. And there's me. Now, my older son, he's built like me. He's got flat feet. He's got a tushy that could feed a family of eight of bears. You know, he's got, okay, you know, but he's built, I mean, he's built like a linebacker. He's just very, very powerful. Although, you know what, that's not me either. You know what? I'm not an athlete. Okay, so anyway, so we got him and my husband on one team, and I decided to, you know, hook up with the best of the family, the little one. So here I am on that side, okay? And everything is starting to go really, really well. And we had actually played a night or two before, and I really, really stunk it up for the family. And, you know, I want to impress my kids. You know, I remember looking at my mom and looking at my dad, and my dad used to play soccer, and my dad used to be very athletic. So I remember my dad as being athletic. I remember my father as being very, very cool, and I remember my mom as not. I thought my mom was totally uncool, that she couldn't run, that she couldn't play racquetball, that she couldn't play tennis. I thought it was very dweeby, you know, because it was back in the 80s. And the only time I ever saw my mom run was to whoop my butt, or once there was a snake in our front yard and she had to run from a snake. It was like a sidewinder, and she was running from the snake. It was hilarious. I was like laughing. I mean, I was like, oh gosh, okay, you know, but my poor mom. But you know, I it really bothered me that my mom wasn't athletic, and I never wanted my kids to think that. So we go and play tennis. Okay, and, you know, I'm more of a racquetball kind of girl. But we go and play tennis. Of course, I'm hitting the balls way out of the court, and I'm hitting the net and whatever. But, you know, I finally got my stride last night. You know, so now we're playing doubles, okay? And, you know, my husband's totally cheating, but that's okay. And we're playing, and I'm, you know, I got my stride. And all of a sudden, okay, there's this ball coming that I could leap for. And as I start to leap, I notice I'm going to start to leak, and I'm about to pee on myself. And so I stop, and I miss the ball. And I look over at my son, and, you know, the one that's really, really good in sports. I mean, they're both good in sports, but the one that's good in tennis. And he looks at me like, oh, my gosh, you know, that look like I gave my mom, that she really stinks, you know, at sports. He gave me that look. And I'm like, do I tell him that I'm about to pee on myself in the middle of a court, and tennis courts are not very forgiving when it comes to puddles? Or do I just continue to play crappy? And I decided to just play crappy, because I didn't want my son remembering years from now that I could pee on myself if I leap for the ball. Now, some of you guys, you know, are pretty immune to problems like this because you don't give birth, okay? But when you give birth to two big-headed big butt kids that come out that, although, you know, one tushy, my younger kid's tushy is kind of small, but anyway, when you give birth to big kids like that, okay, it's very hard years from now to do cartwheels or a balance beam or just leaping across a tennis court without losing some urine. It's also very difficult to laugh, cough, and sneeze either. Now, I'm not saying I have major incontinence issues and I need to be on medication. I don't. As long as I don't play tennis, I'm good. And what really, really stunk is, as I'm getting into my stride, I'm like, you know what? I'm not that bad. I should be playing tennis more often. Why don't I join a tennis team? I know a lot of, you know, women that are on the tennis team. Maybe I could start to get more friends, you know, if I'm on the tennis team and I could, you know, hang out and be a normal person, you know, rather than hanging out with my husband all the time. And no, then you almost start to pee. So anyway, so now I made the whole matter worse. So I decided in the car to just tell everybody, sorry, guys, I didn't want to pee on myself. And they're like, huh, what? And then I had to go into that. And so basically now my kids think not only do I stink at athletics, but I have an incontinence issue. And I just don't know what to do. I mean, you know, I want my kids to think of me as somebody cool. I want to be their hero. And now all they think of is Depends. But you want to know what? I mean, you know, we all later need Depends. You know, guys, girls, etc. I mean, that's just, you know, what we later need. So I guess they better get used to it now. I mean, you know, what's worse? Them later realizing that I've had all these issues and me pretending to be the coolest of the cool, or them being so desensitized to it because I'm complaining about it the whole time that by the time I do need those issues, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, Mom needs them. So I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, so that's why I'm a little bit in the dumps. All right, let's hit some medical news. They say most adults with depression are not treated. Now, I'm not depressed. I'm incontinent maybe, but I'm not depressed. But that's a big problem. We've got a lot of people out there depressed, not getting treated. We have new news on Zika, where Zika mommy mosquitoes, okay, not just female mosquitoes, but they have to be mommies, are passing Zika down to the baby eggs. So what does that mean when we're trying to fight Zika by spraying mosquitoes in the air? If the mommy can pass the Zika to the babies, now we're going to have Zika babies being born. Zika or mosquitoes, baby mosquitoes carrying Zika. Fix your radios, guys. Something's not coming over well with the transmission. Anyway, we're going to talk about baby mosquito and baby eggs and mommy mosquitoes. That's what we're going to talk about. We got 40 cases now in Virginia of hepatitis A because of smoothies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil in One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Remember earlier this year we were talking about this teenager who impersonated a doctor in Florida? You know, it's so funny. I was just talking about how I'm worried that my kids don't idolize me or wouldn't want to emulate me. Well, apparently there was a kid in Florida that wanted to emulate his doctor. See, we're not that dweeby or dorky. Being a doctor is pretty, pretty cool. Although, I don't think that's why he was impersonating us. I don't think he was trying to be cool. Well, anyway, Malachi Love Robinson, remember he was arrested earlier this year, and is facing charges of the pretending to be a doctor for practicing medicine without a license. Apparently, he is back. He went back to jail because he passed a bad check. He's facing charges of larceny between $20,000 and $100,000. He had posted an $8,000 bond, I'm sure by check, and was released from the Palm Beach County Jail Monday afternoon, 7 hours after his arrest. But then again, if he was pretending to be a doctor, I mean, maybe he kind of, you know, already had that kind of money. He was taken into custody earlier in the day. immediately after Circuit Judge Krista Marks granted defense attorney Leonard Froyer's request to withdraw from the case. You know it's bad when the lawyer is like, oh, you know what, I am out of here. Court records regarding the new charges weren't immediately available Monday, but it stems from incidents that occurred before investigators raided his Palm Beach holistic medicine practice back in February and charged him with practicing medicine without a license. Then he was arrested again after prosecutors claimed he fraudulently used elderly patient Anita Morrison's checking account to make nearly $35,000 in car and credit card payments. Before Monday, he faced 10 charges in all, include forgery and grand theft from a person 65 years or older. This is what blows my mind. Obviously, this kid, who's now 19, has some intellect. Obviously, he knows how to plan. He knows how to scheme. I mean, he obviously has some level of intelligence. Why isn't he applying that to... I mean, he could be so successful in any job. It blows my mind, these criminals. You know, they could be so resourceful and so smart and such, you know, such a help to our society. And here's this kid, 19 years old, who's already done what... They could make a movie about him. Like, remember the guy with the planes? Who was the guy? What was that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks? And he was running around on the planes trying to be... Yeah, and, you know, that guy. That's... Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie. They're probably going to make a movie about him. But this guy just doesn't stop. And how do you practice medicine without a license? It's very easy. You open up a shop. You many of them will do it under the guise of being holistic or natural, even though naturopaths are actual licensed physicians. Homeopaths are licensed. I mean, these are very valid and very, stringent licenses and boards that you get. But many times people will want to attract patients. And so if you can't attract them being on an insurance company's list, like, for example, let's say you have Aetna Insurance or Blue Cross, you go online, you look in the book, you find the doctor that way. Okay, so if you're not going to be able to find regular run-of-the-mill medical patients, you could easily open up a shop, okay, until it gets closed down, where you pretend to be a naturopath or a homeopath. And then many of these patients will not go to the medical board to review you or et cetera because they know they're going to an unconventional physician. But they still think they're going to a physician. Or a healthcare provider. So pretty scary stuff because I think there's a lot of people out there. I think there's been people out there that have been practicing that shouldn't. I've heard of some very strange cases where even doctors allow non-doctors to be in their practice practicing. And I just don't know why somebody would even risk it or even risk the health of a patient. And it's still to me. You know, when somebody goes, yeah, you know what, I could have, you know, my nurse, you know, do the pap smears, or I could have my nurse, you know, write the medications. It insults me because, I mean, I spent years and years and years of schooling. Now, mind you, many nurses, ICU nurses, RNs, LPNs, MAs, these people many times tell us doctors, you know, what to do. They've seen it all, etc. But when you have people cut corners and go, rather than hiring a doctor, I'm going to have, you know, an MA do some of these procedures, etc., it's scary. And it scares me. And it definitely dilutes, you know, the quality of the years of training. So we have this teen doctor back in jail for other reasons. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In Virginia, 40 cases of hepatitis. Now, remember we talked about frozen strawberries used at a tropical smoothie cafe. Actually, they say it might have been multiple locations in the state. Now we're up to 40 cases, up from 28 cases last week. The Virginia Department of Health said in a news release Monday that about 55% of the infected residents have been hospitalized. There are more than 500 of the smoothie franchises across the country, and Virginia is not the only state affected. This is being reported by Fox News. They say all the potentially contaminated Egyptian-sourced berries were pulled from the 96 Tropical Smoothie Cafe locations in Virginia no later than August 8th or August 9th. Officials say more cases could emerge since some symptoms take as many as 50 days to emerge. The hepatitis A virus affects the liver, which is why many people with hepatitis A will be jaundiced. Jaundice is where you look yellow as these viruses infect the liver. Liver enzymes go through the roof. You have lysis, liver cells being damaged, opening up, and the bilirubin and the components to that can cause you to look yellow in color. The palms of your hands appear yellow. The whites of your eyes appear yellow. And unfortunately, hepatitis could cause major, major illness, and it could kill you. Now, the good thing about hepatitis A is it is self-limiting. And so many times it will, we really don't have treatment for hepatitis A. You recover. We give you a lot of fluids. We try to protect you from dehydrating. We watch you for further liver damage. But many times people will recover from it. This is why we recommend hepatitis A vaccines. All kids should be vaccinated against hepatitis A. Many still are not getting vaccinated. We're going to be talking about that, how a lot of parents are shunning vaccines. But hepatitis A, nothing you want to mess around with. Now, your hepatitis B and hepatitis C, those can stay with you for life. Many times they do. They could cause the liver to turn cancerous. They could be transmitted sexually through blood. Hepatitis B and C are very, very scary. But don't let that fool you that hepatitis A is not scary in and of itself. But hepatitis A is self-limiting, so if you are going to get hepatitis, I'd rather it be A than B or C. All right, but that's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about kids, we're talking about teenagers, and many of them have this, project where they have to walk around and carry a baby, right? And so, many school projects are, we want to make sure you know how to carry a baby. And one of the reasons why they do that is to teach them responsibility. The other is just to hopefully deter them from getting pregnant. Well, we have a study that was published in the journal Lancet. And they say girls that went through such programs were actually more likely to get pregnant or have an abortion. Researchers track girls in 57 schools in Western Australia from ages 13 to 15 until 20 through hospital, medical, and abortion clinic records. Among the 2,800 girls who participated in the study from 2003 to 2006, 1,200 were randomly assigned to participate in baby simulator programs, while the rest underwent the standard pregnancy prevention curriculum. The simulator program called Virtual Infant Parenting is an adaptation of the American Baby Think It Over program created by RealityWorks. The VIP program consists of workbooks, documentary viewing, 4 educational sessions, and caring for interactive baby dolls over the weekend from Friday afternoon to Monday morning. The fake baby cries when it needs to be fed, burped, rocked, or changed, and it tracks mishandling and how well the doll is cared for. At the time of the study, each doll cost about $1,200, which is equivalent to about $900 in the U.S. The study found that 8% of girls who cared for these model babies had given birth at least once by age 20, compared with 4% that took the standard classes. 9% of girls in the baby simulator group had at least one abortion, compared with 6% of the non-baby group. So this is the first long-term study to look at the pregnancy outcomes of the program throughout the girls' entire teenage years. And so, Dr. Brinkman, Sally Brinkman of the Telethon Kids Institute of the University of Western Australia says, clearly the program doesn't work. From what we understand, school in over 89 countries use the RealityWorks Baby Simulator program. And, of course, many people are like, okay, well, this study was not a representation of their curriculum. Now the curriculum's getting kind of bashed. But, look, if somebody wants to have sex and they, get drunk or they're not very, responsible about it, they're going to get pregnant. No matter how many times they, did this baby exercise. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Do you
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. National Blood Donation Week is coming up the 4th through the 10th. If you could donate blood, we would sure appreciate it. As we talked about with Zika, we're going to be unfortunately dealing with some major issues with our blood supply. as now all the blood has to be screened and obviously thrown out or not used if it has Zika, understandably so. And so now we have less pints that we would be able to use. We're going to be talking to somebody from Abbott Pharmaceuticals tomorrow with Be the One campaign to talk about the screening of blood. And you know, you have many people that, you know, are not very excited about donating blood. And the ones that are, they could only donate so many times a year. So we have National Blood Donation Week to help preserve our blood supply and hopefully increase it. If you've never donated blood, guys, this is one of the best donations you could do. You know, I told you guys about, you know, how, whenever I get into a funk or I get depressed or, you know, I worry that God's not happy with me, I immediately do something charitable. Okay, and you know, maybe it's being selfish, and maybe I'm not being completely altruistic because my secondary gain of doing something charitable makes me feel better. I feel better. And so, you know, is it really true altruism if you have a secondary gain such as that? But I don't care. It's actually a little addictive. You know, if I'm not working on a project, if I'm not working on something, I feel guilty or I don't know, maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe it's because I'm really trying to make up for a lot of sins in my past. I'm not sure. But either way, it's difficult when you don't have money. You know, donating $20 here or $40 here, or donating to the flood victims, and now we're worried about some tropical storms we're going to be talking about in a little bit coming up. You know, there's a lot to help prepare charities for and organizations for. But a lot of us, we don't, because we're like, well, we don't have money. Well, donating blood is free. Right? And it is probably more life-saving and more charitable than any monetary donation, you know, you could give. I'm not saying don't give monetary. I mean, trust me, you know, places like Red Cross, United Blood Services, you know, they could definitely use the donations because they have to hire staff to collect the blood. You know, they have to hire, you know, so money is needed. But, you know, if you don't have, you know, funds to donate to charities, donate blood. It's something you could do, and it's easy. And many of us are healthy enough to donate blood. And donating a pint, you're fine. You're not going to get into an accident on the way home. In fact, I think God's going to be pretty happy with us. So I think you're going to have a little balloon of protection. Still be careful. But you got enough blood. You got enough blood to give a pint, okay? So please, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So adult mosquitoes can pass Zika on to their offspring. So the mommy mosquitoes can give Zika to the little babies. This is a finding that obviously makes clear the need to not just fumigate adult mosquitoes, but you gotta attack the eggs. The findings published in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene show that, as with many related viruses, including dengue and yellow fever, Zika can be transmitted from female mosquitoes to their offspring. See, look, female mosquitoes are still mommies, and they still have their babies. So they're going to give their baby something. Dr. Robert Tesh of the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, Texas, a study co-author, said the fact that the virus can be passed along to mosquito offspring makes Zika harder to control. Spraying affects adults, but it does not usually kill the immature forms like the eggs and the larvae. Spraying will reduce transmission, but it may not eliminate the virus. So if the mommy mosquito, you know, had a whole bunch of eggs, and my guess is mommy mosquitoes make a bunch of eggs, and those eggs hatch, and all of a sudden all these little baby mosquitoes are flying around, and now they have Zika. You know, killing mom helps, but now you got even more to deal with. And remember, these mosquitoes are very frisky, so my guess is they're depositing lots of eggs. Zika generally causes mild disease in adults, as we know, but it's a huge, huge threat to women. And it can also cause severe neurological complications, not only in fetuses, but in people that acquire it and then get a Guillain-Barré. So, these Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that carry the Zika, they lay eggs in small containers of water. So if you're going to be dealing with the recent storms coming up, what you want to do is make sure that as soon as the storm is done, get rid of that water. Because these storms that leave water and stagnant, they're just unfortunately breeding grounds, all right? And, you know, these mosquitoes are smart, okay? You know, they need water. They need to be able to hide their eggs. When the water is dumped, the eggs cling to a ring around the water line, and then they'll remain dormant until the next rain or the next watering until they hatch. So scientists studying Zika wanted to find out whether some of the offspring from these tropical mosquitoes might carry the virus. And what they did is they injected females, Aedes aegypti mosquitoes raised in a laboratory with Zika. They were fed, and within a week they laid eggs. The team collected and cared for the eggs until they hatched into adult mosquitoes, and then they counted the ones that carried the Zika virus. One, two, oh, wait a second. Get that one back. Was that two, or was that number one? They found that the virus is present in one out of every 290 mosquitoes tested. So even though the ratio sounds low, they go, when you consider the number of Aedes aegypti in a tropical urban community, it is likely high enough to allow the virus to persist. So the next step is to show that mosquitoes are actually passing Zika to their offspring out in the wild. So how are they going to do that? Well, I'm sure they're working on that, trying to get a grant. You know, convincing us that this needs to be studied. I would just say spray the heck out of everything. And, again, get rid of the water. Get rid of the water. And then get rid of the little doggy pools and the little baby eggs. It's so hard to kill a bunch of baby eggs. So what's going on? What's happening with the storms? Well, we have three separate tropical storms that are right now taking aim on western Florida, the Outer Banks, and even Hawaii. Hawaii's in the line of fire, especially Hilo. So two tropical depressions, according to USA Today, is going to bring rain and churning seas to the east and Gulf coasts. And then we have the hurricane approaching Hawaii. So both tropical depressions could become tropical storms before reaching land between the next couple of days. A tropical depression becomes a tropical storm when the wind speed reaches 39 miles per hour. If you're a hurricane, you're at 74 miles per hour plus. So they say whichever depression reaches the wind threshold first will be named Hermine, while the other will be called Ian. So, you know, we have all these names ready to go, but it depends on which storm reaches what speed first before they get the name. As of 8 a.m. today, Tropical Depression 8 was about 70 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Hatteras. With winds of 35 miles per hour, the National Hurricane Center said it's a disorganized system which could reach the tropical storm threshold at some point today. It is moving to the north-northwest at 5 miles per hour. A tropical storm warning has been issued for North Carolina's Outer Banks, so tropical storm conditions are expected later today. The center of the depression will be near the Outer Banks on Tuesday afternoon or evening. So they're expecting a lot of drenching showers, thunderstorms, rough surf that's going to threaten the Carolinas. Now, the second storm is Tropical Depression number 9. And again, we don't know if it's going to be Ian or Hermine. It's 340 miles west of Key West, Florida. Winds are 35 miles per hour as of this morning. It was moving to the west-northwest at 7 miles per hour, and it is also forecasting to be a tropical storm later Tuesday. Then, I think President Obama is supposed to be going to Hawaii. Well, he's got to be careful, because there's a hurricane possibly happening there, too. Let me pull that up. I'm sorry, we're having some issues here. All right, let me see here. There is Hurricane Madeline is approaching Hawaii and will move over the Big Island early Thursday. It is on track. They're expecting strong, damaging winds, large and damaging surf as well. The storm had winds of 120 miles per hour. It was at 445 miles east of Hilo, Hawaii, which is on the Big Island. There's been a hurricane watch for the Big Island right now. There's also a Hurricane Lester that is also spinning out in the Pacific Ocean, a little closer to our coast, but moving towards Hawaii, and that could also possibly impact Hawaii. So, unfortunately, a lot going on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an email I received about a week or two ago, and I haven't brought it up, but it's pertinent and it's interesting, although I still don't have a good answer for this person. Rena writes, our doctor of 10 years refuses to tell me if my daughter is a virgin or not. She goes into, you know, what are doctors required to tell parents. She goes, I'm going out of my mind, and my daughter lies through her teeth. She's only 15. I know she has a boyfriend, but I feel I can't watch them 24/7. So she goes on asking about, you know, what's the best way to, you know, prevent her daughter from engaging in sex. She's venting about the doctor not talking to her about what's going on with her daughter. That's tricky. I mean, this is a doctor of 10 years, so she's known the baby girl since she was 5, okay, you know, and then now baby girl may be having sex, and the doctor isn't telling mom, you know, what's best for the kid, what's best for the situation. So, you know, first, the laws vary by state. Okay? Depending on if the child is under 16, depending on if the child is a minor, you know, most of the time, doctors will not talk to the parents about the child being involved with sex. And we're mixed on that. You know, on one end, you know, now being a parent, I'm like, oh, hell to the no. You know, if my kid is immature, you know, I need to be there and help her. I need to make sure she's not being, you know, assaulted. I mean, as a parent, I would want to know. As a doctor, though, I understand both sides of this, because if I want that child to confide in me, if I want that child getting care, and if that child is going to hide or not be truthful because they're afraid that anything they tell me isn't kept private, how am I going to help that child? How am I going to educate them? And I know it's the parent's job to help and educate, but obviously the child isn't going to the parent. And so this really puts you in a very difficult position. Okay? And, you know, we doctors, you know, look, you know, the patient comes first. The patient will always come first. So then we have to decide, is it important for the parents to know? Or is it more important that the patient trusts us and comes to us? And it's very, very difficult. You know, I don't have a list of states and their laws, but it really does differ. You know, back in 1977, the Supreme Court decreed that teens have a right to confidentiality when it comes to contraception. But fewer than half the states, from what I understand, uphold this right. And many states require that parents are notified about contraceptive measures administered by doctors, while others do enable teens to receive this treatment. This is according from TrustedChoice.com. Abortion, also a matter of state. Many states require parental notification if a minor is seeking an abortion. But the Supreme Court has ordered that if a law such exists, there must be a way that this notification can be bypassed if a teen can show that abortion is in her best interest and that notifying parents could be dangerous. Now, as a doctor and as a parent, I panic when I see that. Okay? As a patient, I, you know, it's like, yeah, this is my confidentiality. This is my right. You know, and I had parents who would have, I seriously thought they would have killed me, my parents, if I, you know, wanted to have an abortion, or they would have banished me, or they would have, I mean, I felt like I was going to be, oh my gosh. So, I mean, this is a huge problem. Now, for me, from a medical standpoint, I do not want to give a young girl estrogen-containing birth control. After there was that one patient who was getting birth control by her gynecologist, had seen me for some, you know, some, I don't know, just some, you know, urgent care type stuff, like coughs and colds, etc. And she had always come in with her mom and her grandma. And then a few months later, we find out she died because she had multiple pulmonary embolisms. And that happened because they blamed the birth control that she was on, and that she must have had an underlying clotting disorder that caused her to, unfortunately, have multiple pulmonary embolisms. Now, you know, when that happened, I suggested, and of course, you know, nobody's going to pay for this or allow it in the insurance realm, but I suggested that every young lady who's going to be considering estrogen take a coagulation profile test to see if they're more prone to blood clots. Now, if they later smoke, if they later have, you know, cancer or infection or other issues that could cause a clot, this blood panel doesn't obviously protect them and screen them, you know, thoroughly. But if they have a genetic tendency to clot, they're not getting birth control pills with estrogen. Not from me. So now I have a 15-year-old girl, let's say, that comes into the office and says, "Hi, Dr. Dahlia, I want birth control." Well, are there any blood clots in the family? I don't know. So what I started to do is to protect her privacy, but to not put her at risk, I gave her progesterone-only birth control. This way, I didn't have to worry about the clots as much, and I could breathe a little easier. Then mom or dad would come in, you know, let's say for their visit on a separate day, and I'm like, "Oh, by the way, you know, I know you said no clots in the family and no strokes. Can I ask you again in case anything changed in the last, you know, year or two? Are you sure there's no blood clots? Are you sure nobody has, you know, a propensity towards blood clots in the legs? You know, why are you asking? Oh, I just want to know." And so, you know, it puts you as a doctor, you know, in a very precarious position because you don't want to prescribe something that could hurt them. But then on the other hand, like I said, you want the patients to be honest. What about abortions? Well, I've seen abortions go bad. I've seen patients where, you know, they start to bleed or they get an infection, etc. And an abortion is a surgical procedure. Okay? I mean, it's, you know, or, you know, even if you do the non-surgical method, it's still something that is, it's a pretty, it's very, you know, I don't want to use the word risk, but it's not a procedure like, you know, okay, I'm just going to take off a skin tack. Okay, it's more complex. And if you have a child that has post-operative instructions, okay, somebody's supposed to be watching that child with their post-operative or their post-abortion instructions. And, you know, that should be the parent or guardian. And somebody just going to the room, you know, and bleeding or having an infection, and most of them don't you know, end up, you know, having that as a consequence, but some can. And, you know, we had a nurse. I mean, she came in and she was white. And, you know, she's like, "Look, I had an abortion, you know, last week. I haven't stopped bleeding." And I'm like, "Go to the hospital now." So, you know, somebody has to know that can take care of them. Oh, boy. Oh, I just got some breaking news. Oh, no. Just got some breaking news that Dr. Joy Brown has died. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna get that story for you. Dr. Joy Brown, my radio sister, we just got breaking news that unfortunately she passed. For those of you that listen to me many times, listen to her as well, because her show's a lot better than mine. Unfortunately, I just got that breaking news. I apologize. So let me finish with this as we're going to need to go on break. But, you know, if you're a parent and you have a child that you think is having sex and you aren't getting answers from the parent, you need to seek counseling. You need to get that child in with a family counselor, and you need to have a very safe area for she or he to be able to express what they need to, without feeling there's going to be complications, without feeling there's going to be repercussions. You having a 15-year-old daughter that's having sex with a boyfriend, and obviously she's seen a doctor, you need to know. You need to be aware if they're on birth control. You need to be aware if she's later is going to need an abortion. And you know, you're the parent. You are the only advocate for that child. And unfortunately, teenagers don't trust parents and they don't want to talk to you. Then you need to get somebody that they can trust: an aunt, an uncle, a cousin. But I think kids having unprotected sex or kids being sexually active when they're too young needs an intervention. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. We'll be right back.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.